Hello and welcome. In this video, I'm going to show you a little bit about the UPHP Tube plugins, both the free and the paid ones, and also just show you what you need to do to upload a plugin. So, firstly, I'm on my account I'm on the website. What I need to do is log in, because if you're not logged in, you won't get access to the plugin. So let me just sign in with my admin account, and then I can come over here and scroll down and then click on plugins. So what you'll notice here, you have a number of plugins listed. These will be the free ones. And if you purchase one of the paid plugins and install it or upload it, then it will appear in this list here. So all these ones that you're seeing here are the ones where you see they're all tagged free. So you don't need to pay for these ones that are marked free. Now, if you want to see the paid ones, you have two options. From this logged in page, you can go to Plugin Store, and this will clearly list all the plugins and what the price is for each one, and summarizes what they actually do. So these are the current ones, and additionally you can also see these by going to the uphptube.com website and just do /plugins, and then you'll get a page like this, which looks similar to the one we were just looking at inside of your own UPHP Tube site. So now let's go back to our own site. Now, installed plugins. So I'm going to click on that, and then I'm going to click on upload a plugin. Now, you'll only get this message once, and this really signifies that you haven't installed any plugins, and we need to have the plugin directory writable so that you can upload. So you'll notice down here I've got my SSH login window. I'm logged in here. So the simplest way is just copy this. So I'm on a PC, so I've highlighted it. I'll just do Control C. If I was on a Mac, I'd highlight it and then I'd do Command C, and that would then copy it to the clipboard. I can now come back down here. I can paste that, and I can just press return, and now what I need to do is refresh this page, so that now when I click this upload a plugin, we get this option to either drag and drop the plugin file onto this window, or actually click on Browse, which will open a File Explorer so that we can select our plugin file. So that really covers this video. In the next video, I'll actually show you how to install an actual plugin. Thanks and bye for now.